Welcome to Time with Abba, the Pleasure Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 1st, 2020, day 245. Today's topic: my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 97, verses 1 to 6, Job chapter 40, verse 1 to chapter 42, verse 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 to 22, Proverbs 22, verse 14. Today's main passage, Job 42, verses 1 to 10. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge?' Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me.' My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz and Temanite, "I am angry with you and your two friends, because you have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourself. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has." So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Shofar the Naamathite did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." Do not be afraid of suffering. Because when God allows suffering to happen to you, it is always an opportunity for you to have a better relationship with Him. How did Job having a better relationship with God through his sufferings? From my ears had heard of you, to now my eyes have seen you. The Hebrew word of the word heard is shama, and it means hear. Shama is the most important word in the law of Moses, and is the first word of the morning and evening prayer of all Israelites since Moses' time until now. You can find the Shama in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 5, and the content of the whole hearing in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, chapter 11, verses 13 to 21, and Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Now this is the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Jesus used the Shema in his greatest commandment in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Actually, Israelites still pray like that. They put the Shema in a black box and tie on their forehead, and to tie that on their left arm. As you can see from the pictures I took in February 2013 by the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. My catch today is that Job changed to be a man from listening and obeying God's command to a man who saw God face to face. Real experiencing God. And because of this life renewal through deep sufferings, Job's three friends could also be able to have that experience too. And we can see Job had a character change because he could forgive how his friends attacked him and hurt him. Job prayed for his friends. Then God blessed Job and doubled all he had lost, including his children. He had seven children who died and in heaven. And he had another seven children, right? I sincerely hope and pray for you to have a daily intimate relationship with Jesus and love to chat with Jesus every day. And I sincerely hope and pray that you will join us today for the 3 days Esther fasting. Let's join our hands together to fast that Satan's plan to destroy this world and churches won't succeed, and may God's plan be accomplished. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to see you face to face each day, that we will be richly blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch, and what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.